Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter.
Welcome back to our week of body love. We're on day 6. Oh my God, we've made it really far. I hope you guys have been doing the activities because we've got 7 days of glitterizing our bodies, action tips, all the things. I'm working through them with you. We're doing it together. Whew. Okay. Day 1, you made the gratitude list, 100 things you were grateful for your body. Day 2, you did the post-its and you did the mantras. Day 3, we did a little bitch slap of inspiration. Day 4 was your journaling activity. Mm-hmm. If you've missed a day and you need to catch up, you can always listen to the podcast again. Day 5, you got brave. You put on the outfit you wanted to wear. And day 6, here we go, guys. Your weight does not equal your value, period. End of story. Your weight does not equal your value. And in fact, you guys, we as humans don't have a value. And I know it can feel a little fucked up out there in the real world. You go to apply for a job. My last paying job paid me $13 an hour. And that was my value. In fact, I was told that was the most value I would ever get. I get that you think that the more you do, the more worth you have, but it is not true. As a human being, there is no value on a human. The human body does not have a value. We are invaluable. We are infinite. We keep going. There is no even way to be like $1,000,000,002. There's no way to measure the energy output that we have in this world. And if someone's trying to, fuck them, okay? But here's the thing, is you are invaluable, invaluable. I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about you as an existence right now in this being. You are invaluable. Here's the thing. Is that body is invaluable, okay? And that body needs your attention. So today, your activity is you've got to pick a movement, okay? You got to pick a movement. The body needs your attention. You've got to just commit to taking a walk. You've got to commit to doing something you love. Yes, I've gotten to the point in my life where I enjoy going to the gym and lifting weights, and I never thought that would be me. I fucking love riding my Peloton. I love spin classes in person too. Like fucking love them. Like I can't even tell you guys how much I love spin. It's like insane to me. Oh, I love it so much. Like my body's like, let's go. So whatever it is for you, you've got to figure out what it is. I have a lot of friends who love yoga, and you're probably listening to this and you love yoga. I don't love yoga. That doesn't mean that yoga is not for you. Maybe yoga is the thing that lights you up. Like spin lights me up. Oh, whatever it is, you've got to find your movement and you've got to commit to it almost every single day. Okay. We don't give ourselves guilt trips because we miss a day. We don't give ourselves guilt trips when we're sick, but we find the movement that we love and we do it because the body needs your intention. The body needs your attention and your intention as an invaluable human on this planet. All right, guys, that was day 6. If you're loving it, please share it with your friends. I would love if you guys forwarded this podcast to someone who, you know, might need to hear it. You can go back and binge listen to any of the other episodes. And tomorrow, day 7. All right. This will be our last day. Here we go, guys.